Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Sunday Morning Praise exclusively and only on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio, IMCA, your biblical teacher, your encourager, and your on-air personality, of course, on our favorite network, iHeartRadio, and many of my other networks. Well, today is March the 22nd, 2021. I can't seem to get my dates together. No, sorry, take that back. Take three. March the 21st, 2021. How about that? Well, we welcome you to Sunday Morning Praise. I have a Bible devotion I want to read to you, but before I do, I want to remind you, if you have any questions, comments, suggestions, I want you to know that you can email me, feel free, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Again, morningsbrew@gmail.com here at Faith Studio One in beautiful Fort Worth, Texas. A very cool morning this morning here at the studio. Everybody's trying to get used to this daylight savings time because it takes a little while for the sun to rise. But the sun's always rising on the other side. Well, today's devotion, Bible devotion, is about God's good promise. The book of 1 Kings chapter 8 and verse 56. Scripture reminds us, "Blessed be the Lord, there has not failed one word of all his good promise." You can find that in the book of 1 Kings chapter 8 and verse 56. You know, friends, when we purchase something of great value, whether it be a house, for example, we are usually required to put down a deposit to indicate our sincerity and promise that our intentions are serious. In fact, the deposit is a form of assurance and a guarantee that adds substance to your word. Now, God has made some incredible promises to us, promises that stagger our imaginations. He has promised that we might have a relationship with him through his son. He had promised that he will never leave us nor forsake us and to be with us always. He has promised to take us to heaven when he died. The Bible is full of God's promises. Someone might ask, what insurance do I have that God is serious? Well, how do we know that his promises can be trusted? God's deposit is the most precious investment anyone could ever make. His son, who by death and resurrection purchased our salvation completely and fully. Not only is Jesus Christ significant down payment on God's promises, he is in fact payment in full. Amen. Amen. I'm going to flash back on a couple of our songs on Sunday Morning Praise. We're going to go back to 1990, okay? 1990, you remember her, Nicole C. Mullen, Redeemer.
I
Amen. My Redeemer Lives, Nicole C. Mullen. Goodness, we dated that way back, didn't we? Probably back in like 1990. Now, friends, this is CA on iHeartRadio. I want to remind you, I totally forgot two more things. Follow me on Twitter if you still do Twitter. You can search me up at Mornings Brew. Also, you can direct message me on there as well. And go to my Facebook page, The Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Follow me for free. Like me for free. There is a link where you can message me or text me any questions, comments, or anything that you know that we can do that can help you out. I got two more 1990 songs before we flip back over to the other years. This is another one of my favorites. Ray Bowles, you know, we pledge allegiance to the flag. Hey, let's pledge the allegiance to the Lamb.
Dad, has it always been this way?
Well, even from the beginning, men hated Jesus. Even though he did nothing but love them and teach them and heal them, they nailed him to a cross. They thought they had killed him, but they only set him free to live in the hearts of people like you and me who believe in him. Then came the apostles, and most of them were killed for telling other people about Jesus. But by that time, it was too late. There were hundreds of people who believed in Jesus. So they tortured them and killed them, and they even left their bodies to rot as an example to other people. But the church kept right on growing, watered by the blood of these precious saints.
But Dad, did they want to die?
No. They didn't want to die. I mean, many of them had children just like you that they had to leave behind. But they were forced to make a choice. I mean, they could choose to live this one life here on earth and reject Jesus and be damned. Or they could choose to believe in the words of Jesus and live forever.
I think I understand.
Here, maybe this will help you understand.
I have heard how Christians long ago were brought before a tyrant's throne, and they were told that he would spare their lives if they would renounce
wasn't always this way. I mean, my dad could even pray in school. Of course, they took that away from him, and then it became incorrect for us to believe in the Bible. And after that, they just stripped our right to worship away from us, and we quietly stood by. But son, I hope that you're never put in a position that you have to choose between your faith and your life. But if you are, I know which choice you're going to make. Because I know that Jesus lives inside of you. In the meantime, just pray like I taught you how to. Take care of your mom. And remember that God is the Father of the fatherless.
I believe in the word of God. Yeah, I believe.
Amen. I believe. That's an oldie but goodie. That is, I believe. And that is with Wes King. That's been a long time. That was probably back in like 1990 on a couple of those musical songs there. And I hope you guys really enjoyed that on the Morning Brew Christian podcast show on iHeartRadio. Good morning. Get your coffee ready. We're not through yet. Sunday Morning Praise. I am CA, your on-air personality, your biblical teacher, and your independent clergy, and so on and so on, and your encourager. Okay. We are going to talk about a victorious Christian. You know, Scripture reminds us in the good book of Romans chapter 8 and verse 26, the Spirit also helps in our weakness. Now, when we need to rely consistently on the Holy Spirit, we need to remember that Christ dwells in us through the Holy Spirit. Our bodies are dwelling place of the third person of the Trinity. Why do we rely on Him as we should? We don't realize how weak we are. In fact, friends, we don't realize how strong our enemy is. We may even doubt if God is really going to help us, or we may think we can do it all on ourselves. We've all been doing that, haven't we? Or we must. But keep this in mind, we should ask Him to do it all and take over in our lives. What, CA? Yes, let me remind you. But we should ask Him to do it all and take over in our lives. We should tell Him how weak we are, helpless, unstable, unreliable we are. It is important that we stand aside and let Him take control of all of our choices and decisions. We know that the Holy Spirit prays for us. Go to the book of Romans chapter 8, verse 26. The Spirit also helps us in our weakness, just as I was reading. And it is a great comfort to know that it should be also to the weakest of us. A victorious Christian, however, is one who, in spite of worries, inner conflicts, tensions, is confident that God is in control and will be victorious to the end. Whatever our difficulties, whatever our circumstances, we must remember, Quarantine Boom always used to say, that Jesus is the victor. Amen? Amen. Let me ask you something. When was the last time you forgave somebody? Maybe they wronged you. Maybe they hurt you. Michael W. Smith, get your coffee and forgive that individual that wronged you. Be that strong brother or sister in Christ. Sunday Morning Praise. Saddle up.
Through eyes of grace, the prisoner that it really freezes you. Forgiveness.
Yeah.
things of this world that fight for our love and our passion. As their eyes are open wide and on you, won't you grant us the privilege of your worldview? And may your kingdom be what wakes us up and lays us down.
Amen. That's right. You sure don't want to lose your soul. I've got two more songs I'm going to play, and on the last one, we're going to be meditating in prayer. But Carmen reminds us that Jesus paid it all.
Thank you. scripture says that the life of the flesh is in the blood, and the wages of sin is death. But one day, 2,000 years ago, you shed your blood, you gave your life, and you paid the death penalty for my sins on the cross of Calvary, and I want to praise you for it. That's why, right now, I want to thank you. Thank you for being my deliverer. Thank you for giving me new life.
No turning back. I have decided to follow Jesus. Oh boy, I always enjoy playing what I can for you guys here on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio, today being March the 21st, 2021. I hope you enjoy the special edition of some of our Sunday morning praise that we backdated back in 1990. Again, if we can help pray for you, feel free. Morningsbrew@gmail.com. Again, up here at the studio, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Here at Faith Studio 1 in beautiful Fort Worth, Texas. Also, like us on our Facebook page, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Share this podcast with your friends. I would greatly appreciate that. Well, let's bow together as we lead off in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for all you do. Father God, we just pray for a great day. Pray you be with us on a Sunday. Let us enjoy our time together in fellowship, time together through you, for we ask it in your precious name. Amen. Well, before I get ready to shut the lights off here at Faith Studio 1, I want you guys to always remember Easter's coming up real soon. The sun does rise on the other side. In fact, let's just do a take two on it. The sun always rises, capital S-O-N, the sun always rises on the other side. And I want y'all to enjoy life. Have a great Sunday. Be safe. And, you know, if you want to wear your mask, fine. If you don't, that's up to you guys. But be safe, okay? All right, this is CA here at the iHeartRadio studio. And we will be talking to y'all soon. Bye for now.